Hello, my name is Haley Kim and I'm American Korean. My culture back was South Korea. There were three other people who were doing the same culture. We had one supposedly important similarity. K-pop. Yes, it is Korean pop music. It is also very popular around the world. I mean, the very first thing people think of when someone talks about Korea, they think about K-pop. So, going on with my reflection, I think that Amelie's slides were very neat and tidy. She had a lot of information on it. Also, her slides had good animations and pictures that could have easily been viewed. Her bullet points were concise and showed that she knew her topic. What might have been better is if she had the actual Korean alphabet and some history on how the language was created. Brandon Park, well, he is another story. His was too silly and had a strange dude in the corner of all the slides. He barely had information and his translations were all wrong. The language slides were the most painful ones. For example, he said that the sentence, "How are you?" is 뭐해, when it is actually 뭐하십니까? Now, the third person is Ava Langon. Laying on. I can't pronounce her last name. She also did South Korea and her pictures were very neatly placed. Her information and her titles for each slide were all the questions that needed to be addressed. However, there was one slide, just one particular small slide in which I was confused of. The geography slide. It only said parentheses, maps included parentheses, on the slide, but didn't really give any other actual and factual information. I later went on and found out that she had many slides. But when finding that out, it confused me even more because I found out that there was a slide with language information on it right after the title slide for geography. I assumed that she placed the slide out of order on accident. Also, it would have been better for her if she actually had the Korean characters also known as Hangul. I think Sarah's culture bag was the most powerful one that impacted me. Her culture bag was on Hawaii, but it was even more interesting because of the personal family connections. She also had many pictures on the slide that showed herself on her or her family members doing something related to Hawaii. She also tried to make us do stuff of her custom, like trying to do the hula dance and taking our shoes off when we're doing something Hawaiian. She didn't seem to have memorized the stuff she had to say about each topic. When I say memorized, I mean like, no way, only in her head. But she seemed to actually know the whole thing in her heart too. She seemed to rather have this flow too. I was surprised many times as I learned more and more about the stuff I hadn't known about until now. Like Hawaii's history. I barely knew about Kalimihu? I cannot pronounce his name. She had great eye contact and did not stutter even once. She went on like she was the boss of this whole thing and took control. Yes, Sarah! So lastly, I got some feedback from Ms. Diego and Mrs. Gan such as, quote-unquote, your preparedness, organization, and planning were obvious, but I think you want to work on practicing the timing beforehand so you can fit it all in. Great voice and eye contact throughout. Way to take constructive criticism from the teachers at the end. Public speaking will only get easier now with this kind of experience. Indeed, Ms. Gan and Ms. Diego. I also agreed that I didn't have time management for my videos that were shown on the slide, such as the one with the arirang traditional fan dance, also known as arirang의 부채춤. Other than that, I don't think I had any problems. Thanks for sticking to my podcast. Goodbye now.